50 years ago this month, Florida Governor Lawton Childs wrapped up his 1,000-mile walk across Florida. At the time, he was a candidate for a U.S. Senate seat. As part of our 50th anniversary series, we're taking some time to review Walkin' Lawton's political legacy as one of the last Democratic political leaders in a state now controlled by Republicans.
I was campaigning for the state Senate at the same time Lawton was starting his long walk, which led to the U.S. Senate.
This is former Governor and U.S. Senator Bob Graham remembering the 1970 election. Graham first met Lawton Childs when they attended the University of Florida in the 1950s. Ultimately, their political careers, which both began in the state legislature, would follow very similar paths and establish a certain kinship between them.
Yes, I think Lawton and I had a lot in common, and we had a very close relationship while we were both in the U.S. Senate. And he was a teacher to me as I started my career, both in the Florida legislature and in the U.S. Senate.
After 18 years or three terms in the Senate, Childs came back to Florida and ran for governor, a seat he held for two terms beginning in 1990. Before his 18 years in the Senate, Graham completed two terms as governor from 1979 to 1987. They were the last Democrats to hold the state's top political post and shared comparable governing philosophies.
We both started with the belief that understanding what people wanted from their government required a form of governing by the elected official, which put them in as much contact with the people that they were representing as possible.
Getting to know their constituents and the issues important to them is what Childs was able to accomplish with his legendary walk and Graham was able to do with his famous work days. We'll have more on the iconic campaign strategies in our next report. During their careers, Childs and Graham served at a time when elected officials commonly reached across the political aisle to get things done. But at the height of their power in Florida, the winds of political change began to blow as many so-called Blue Dog Democrats began switching to the Republican Party.
It was somewhere in the 1980s or early 90s when the state became a truly competitive two-party state, and one of the products of that was a lessened willingness of elected officials to put their partisanship aside and work for what was considered to be the best interest of the people.
My first two sessions in the legislature, we were in the minority party, but when I was elected to my second two-year term, we became the majority party.
That's former State Representative Jerry Maygarden, a Republican from Pensacola, recalling the Republican Party takeover in the Florida House in 1996.
So I went from the back row to the front row in a matter of 2 years, which was a big change, quite honestly.
Initially, the GOP held a narrow two-seat majority. According to Maygarden, when it comes to political cooperation, numbers matter.
When the House is almost evenly divided or nearly evenly divided, there are issues on which you really must have the support of the minority party in order to move things along. And there are things that are very important to the state that the two parties have in common, and they have every reason in the world to work together.
Maygarden says that willingness to work together was still the climate in those years right before and right after Republicans took control of the legislature when Childs was governor.
I always deeply concerned about having been an opponent, so to speak, but he never let that get in his way. He was willing to reach across the aisle and work with legislators who came from another persuasion and another party.
Maygarden, who rose to become majority leader in the House, fondly recalled one of his first ever bills in support of the National Guard and the rare backing he got as a freshman Republican from the state's Democratic governor.
He was very supportive of that. So when I introduced the bill, it made its way through the House, then it made it through the Senate, and it made it onto his desk. And he was kind enough to call me and invite me over for the ceremonial signing. So he signed my first bill.
Childs, who was the first Democratic governor in Florida to have a Republican-controlled legislature, did not let politics get in the way of a good bill or a good friendship. He maintained a close relationship with fellow Class of 66 State Senator John Broxson from Santa Rosa County, including several years after Broxson switched to the GOP. Just a few of Child's many accomplishments during his career include creation of Florida's Department of Elder Affairs and Healthy Start Program, and he was governor when Florida successfully sued the tobacco industry, resulting in an $11.3 billion settlement for the state. Next time, a look at the impact of Lawton Child's walk as a campaign strategy. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.